This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Well, I'm Pam Rajput from India, and I'm a member of the Asia-Pacific Women's Watch Steering Committee, as well as the convener of South Asia Women's Watch. Basically a professor back home. I agreed to speak on this issue of food security because when we had the South Asia consultation on Beijing Plus 15, one of the issues that came up very strongly for lobbying was food security and nutritional security. How many minutes I have?
Ten minutes.
Okay. I'll try to finish. Since it's 10 minutes, maybe I'll take more questions and try to limit my presentation to three things. The enormity of the issue. Number two, why food crisis? Number three, what are imperatives that must be taken care of? And at the beginning, I want to say it's really paradoxical. Paradoxical that women who produce food, they are the most affected by the crisis of food security. And what is worse is, and I've been saying this these last four days, that when we adopted this Beijing platform for action, back in 1995, our hopes were raised. Hopes for a world which is free of hunger, free of violence, and a place where women can live with dignity. But as we gather here today, I'm saying this for the last, to commemorate this 15th anniversary of the Beijing Platform for Action. And 5 years hence, we are going to be here again for the final countdown of the Millennium Development Goals in 2015, which too has poverty as one of the 8 goals. Food security, to my mind, is one of the most worrisome, rather critical issue that faces the women of the world. It's indeed an extreme form of poverty, if I can say that. And that is very well reflected. And I'd like to present some statistics to you in the backdrop of the fact that right to food has been accepted as a universal fundamental human right. When it is a fundamental human right, what is the situation? 1.02 billion people across the world are hungry. That is 1/6 of the population as such. And majority are in the developing countries. Because out of this 1.02 billion, only 15 million are in the developed world. Rest are all in the developing countries. And in these developing countries, it is the silent majority which suffers the most, and which is the silent majority? Women and the children. They are most vulnerable to food insecurity, and as a consequence, malnutrition, maternal mortality, related problems. And you know, for the last 5 days, we are hearing from each representative making a statement at the plenary that there is a very high rate of maternal mortality. And since the day we have come, if I don't go for the higher figure which is being quoted these days, I go by the lower figure. 16,000 children die from hunger every 5 seconds. If that is that, every 5 seconds, one child dies, multiply by the days we have been here, nearly for 7 days we have been here, and you say 1,12,000 children have already died as a result of malnutrition. This is the enormity of this problem. And the scientists have predicted very lately that the regions of South Asia, along with Southern Africa, are likely to be hit hardest by the climate change. And as all of you know, this food security, the causes, I am not going to go into all the causes, but 2-3 causes I will limit myself to. One is the climate change, the other is the development model or the paradigms, and the third is women's access to land and other things. So climate change is one which is affecting really the food situation. And we all know that the recent Copenhagen conference really has not addressed the gender question at all. And I don't want to go into that question, but straightway come to this fact that this whole global warming is really impacting the agricultural productivity. In fact, it is said that rise in 1 degree centigrade reduces production by 4.5 million as far as agriculture production is concerned. So if there is a global warming, there is going to be impact on that, and if there are floods, the land is going to be, you know, destroyed, or soil erosion is going to play. So whether it is drought or it is the floods, whatever the situation, the food production is going to be affected. And scarcity of water is going to be there, scarcity of water. Water, I'll say something later. The second is this 12-fit paradigm, which we call as neoliberal, you know, development model, which is market-driven, which is profit-driven. And now the kind of, you know, the pressure that goes on at the WTO, right? That the developing countries, the subsidies must be removed, right? So what happens as a result of that? You remove the subsidies. The small farmers are put to hardship. And I want to share with you what is happening in India. As a result of this, the small farmers are under debt. They are committing the suicides. The percentage of farmers committing suicide is very, very high now in the real agrarian belt, you know, where the agriculture production takes place. And so there is a rise in the number of the female-headed households. So as a result of this, one is food insecurity. Secondly, the burden of poverty for having the sustenance of the family that is coming down on the women. And also, this whole privatization business, you know, neoliberal business. We are up about having everywhere what we call as special economic zones. The farmers' lands are being bought up by the state at throwaway prices given to these, you know, people. And so the farmers again getting into the trap, then agricultural production being affected. So, and because of this, you know, free trade kind of a thing, the prices of the agriculture produce are. So on the one hand, there is scarcity, and on the other hand, the rising prices which are affecting the women. Coming quickly to, I'm looking at my watch also. The third, that women do not have access to land, credit, control over resources, etc. So this is a major issue that again, you know, that women, like in India, for example, 70% of the 1 minute? No, your watch is off.
Indian time.
All right, so 2 minutes, please. 70% of the female are in the agricultural labor force. But how many are the women farmers? Only 10% are the women farmers. Now that the time is limited, I want to come to this, that this whole privatization is really affecting us adversely, including water scarcity. Water is being privatized. So Madam Chair, that's why I said I want 2 minutes. Water is being privatized. In a country like India, where you think to give water to another person to make a drink is considered that, I don't know how to say it, that you earn goodwill of the God and you will go to the heaven. Now the water is being sold over there, water is being polluted over there, and I remember still, and my friends of the Asia Pacific will remember, when I was addressing the 39th session of the CSW in 1995, I said, what do the women from Miss Universe want? Coca-Cola. What does Miss World want? Pepsi. But what does the poor woman want back home? Only safe drinking water, which is not available. That's what I said, and this is true even today. So friends, as we gather here, I conclude by saying that it is time that we also raise our voice, not only talk about issues. CSW, we come here every year, and it was 15 also we have come here, and we say we evaluate. This evaluation process has become a ritual. We need to do away with this ritual. It is time that we redefine our agendas. We redefine and reclaim our spaces and talk about the critical issues like food security and water security, which are the survival issues. And we are talking about here that there should be a new entity. We are all talking about what structure. And I think one of the persons said somewhere, and I'd like to repeat this, it is high time we also talk about, if this gear comes up, what shall be the purpose of this gear? Shall gear be addressing these very question? And last line is, you see, if women were not the last to eat at home, right? I'm repeating, if women were not the last to eat at home, if women were not to be the carriers of water, both food security and water security would have been taken care of. Thank you.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.